A product team spends a quarter shaving 2 minutes off ticket response time. Sounds good, right? Except while they tuned the agent, a strategic experiment that could have moved retention by 5 percentage points never shipped.
Ouch. That gap between what we automate and what we delay, that's the real loss, not the efficiency headline.
Exactly. This is the agentic executive. Today, we make that loss visible and actionable so you can choose where attention and capital go.
So what's the tool? Give me something I can use in the next week.
A one-page opportunity cost ledger. Lightweight, explicit fields, and a 15-minute weekly ritual. It turns forgone options into a decision variable instead of background noise.
Wait, so it replaces gut calls and meetings with a simple comparison metric?
Not replaces, refocuses. You still need judgment. The ledger forces a three-part comparison: marginal cost, marginal return per unit of attention, and optionality. Put numbers or conservative proxies in each cell, and you can rank competing uses of scarce attention.
Okay, measurement first. But we don't have time for elaborate models. How do we estimate marginal return without falling into false precision?
Start with three conservative proxies: time or credits consumed per week, a marginal value proxy like incremental revenue or retention delta, and an optionality score from 1 to 5. Convert those into a rough marginal return per hour figure for ranking.
Give me concrete rows. Three quick examples so listeners can picture it.
Product ops: an agent auto merges low risk PRs. Cost: 20 credits per week. Marginal value: maybe a 0.2% throughput gain. Optionality: 1.
Recruiting?
Recruiting screen agent: 40 credits per week. Marginal value: reduces time to fill by 2 weeks. Optionality: 3, because hiring capacity opens future paths.
And customer workflows?
Triage agent: 120 credits per week. Reduces first response by 2 minutes. Marginal revenue effect negligible. Optionality low, but operational load high. Ranked purely by marginal return per credit, some of these lose to strategic experiments.
Right. Numbers ground the trade-off. But here's a tension. You sometimes accept lower short-term return to preserve optionality. When do you pick optionality over efficiency?
Favor optionality when uncertainty is high and the upside is asymmetric. If an initiative creates platform capabilities, unique data, or hiring capacity that opens new strategies, give it an optionality multiplier. Rules of thumb: don't optimize early and explicitly budget runway for experiments.
I want to push on the kill or pause idea. A blunt default pause can strangle genuine learning. Some hypotheses need time to unfold.
Agreed. And that's an important friction. The ledger shouldn't be a hair trigger axe. Instead, calibrate the stop-go threshold to expected learning cadence for the hypothesis.
How would that calibration look in practice? Concrete rule, please.
3 quick rules. 1. Set an explicit runway for each experiment. 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever matches the learning cycle. 2. Require an instrumentation checkpoint at 25% of the runway so you can detect early signals. 3. Use a graduated pause. Extend the runway with predefined criteria rather than an open-ended maybe.
Okay, that eases my worry. You get a pause mechanism without killing learning. I'll concede. If the runway is explicit and instrumented, the default pause makes sense.
Good. Now, build the ledger in under 10 minutes. We'll do fields as a quick call and response so listeners can transcribe fast.
Field 1.
Initiative name and owner.
Cost.
Marginal cost per week, time or credits.
Return proxy.
Marginal value proxy per week, revenue, retention delta, or time saved for higher leverage staff.
Optionality score.
Optionality 1 to 5, stop-go threshold, review cadence, and a one-line hypothesis.
Perfect. Now the 15-minute weekly ritual. Walk me through it fast.
Minute 1. Owner states marginal return and instrument health. Minutes 2 through 10. Triage each row. Does it meet the stop-go threshold? If yes, note scaling steps. If no, either pause, extend with explicit criteria, or kill. Final 5 minutes, reallocate any freed minutes or credits to the highest ranked alternative and log the decision.
Two practical traps to avoid. Don't overfill the ledger and don't turn it into a timesheet.
Right. Top 5 initiatives only. And when in doubt, favor optionality. If the upside is structural and you can afford the explicit runway.
Quick checklist to act on this week.
3 steps. 1. List your top 3 agentic initiatives. 2. Fill ledger fields using conservative proxies. 3. Run a 15-minute review with owners and apply the calibrated pause rule if an item misses its threshold. Do that once this week and allocation clarity improves immediately.
One small decision to make this week. Pick one initiative to pause or reallocate and document why. That single act changes behavior.
If this briefing helped, subscribe to keep getting daily intelligence that sharpens your allocation of attention and capital. You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.